This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And a happy Halloween, Joy on Paper listeners. To celebrate Carol J. Perry's 90th birthday and the release of her two new books, book number 13, Now You See It in her Witch City Mystery Series, and Halloween Cupcake Murder, we will be replaying Patsy's interview last year on Carol J. Perry Day. Enjoy!
This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Coming to you from glorious Clearwater, Florida, the perfect place for writers to write and readers to enjoy a good book. And I have in the studio with me Carol J. Perry, because today is Carol J. Perry Day on Joy on Paper. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Patsy.
Well, I am so happy to have you because, as you know and my listeners know, you were my first in-studio guest almost 8 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that day very well.
And we were, I don't know who was more excited, you or me, but I was so excited to have someone in the studio because up to then I had only been talking to people in New York. But it's nice to have a real live person.
It is
it
nice.
Is. It's and so much fun.
It was an honor then, and it still is. I love coming here.
And you have some good news about your Witch City Mystery Series today.
Yes.
What happened? This is breaking news.
It is breaking news. Yesterday evening, I wrote the words, The End, on book number 13 in the Witch City Mystery Series. It's called Now You See It, and it's a week ahead of deadline.
Wow. She's breathing easy, boy. Because she had November 1st, it was almost painted on your forehead.
I know, because it was a double deadline. I had a novella due then, which I finished early, and that's already gone and in, and I'm about to get paid for it. And then this one was due on November 1st, which is more difficult. I mean, this is a big book. 86,000 words we came out on.
Well, this is so exciting. It is so exciting. And you have done such a remarkable job in less than 8 years.
Yeah.
One series with 13 books and a second series called Haunted Haven.
Yeah.
Set here in Florida. And book two is coming out
today.
So I want to play a little song for you, okay?
Yeah.
And I think you'll appreciate it.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
That's so pretty, and that's just the kind of mood that suits book two in my Haunted Haven series, because Haven is an imaginary town, but it's made up of bits and pieces of places I've seen. I used to be a travel writer, you know, before I discovered fiction. And I'd visited so many of these lovely little places that the highways have passed by and the theme parks have forgotten about. And Haven is pieces of that. And High Spirits is the second book in that series. We have contract for two more. So my date for the Witch City book was November 1st. So I figure on November 2nd, I start work on book three of Haunted Haven. And my working title, your listeners are the first in the world to hear the working title, which I think will stick, is called haunting license.
That's good.
And there will be a fishing tournament in it. And, of course, we live right in the right place. They're all over, everywhere around here. So I'll check out the one in Madeira Beach and one in Clearwater and make sure I get the facts right. But it's easy research for that.
And High Spirits, of course, has a Christmas theme.
Oh,
and
does.
Silver Bells, it's relevant to the storyline.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. That was perfect.
I will say when my sister Natalie, who is known in our area as a connoisseur of cozy mysteries.
She is.
And she's the one who, you know, she read the first book before me.
Yeah.
She grabs.
Yeah.
She just loves cozy mysteries, and she's read thousands.
I bet.
And so she said, when she read your book, she said, oh, this is a winner. Is she really local? I said, yes. I said, she said, oh my goodness, I thought she was like from New York or something. You know, this is such an impressive book. And so she knew that you were going to be the top. And you certainly have.
And she is a good judge, really, not to be vain, but I am when I hear words like this. She reads so many different genres, and she loves cozies, and she knows. I mean, you can't mention a cozy writer's name that Natalie probably hasn't heard of.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And even some in Italian, by the way, because she reads Italian.
Oh, she's so darn smart.
She's waiting, and she's hoping your books will get translated in Italian, too. But she loves you, and I have a very special thing. Well, she sent a bunch of gifts for you. First, of course, for the new Haunted Haven, we have a ghost.
Look.
Although your ghosts there
are
all, you know, movie stars and famous people, but she wanted you to have a ghost. And then she went really crazy about about a whole bucket full.
Oh, you guys.
A whole bucket full of wonderful.
Oh, look at the spiders. Oh, I love these. I love Natalie. I love
delightful.
You. I love WTAN. The whole
so
world.
So you have a whole pumpkin full of spiders, which also
Carol J. Perry Day and presents.
Oh, and that's
music.
Just the beginning. That is just the beginning of presents for you. Because, as I said, you know, she loves your books. I love your books. And
I'm laughing at their faces. Look at that.
They are delightful. And so you have a whole bunch of spiders there also to spur you on. And Natalie loves, by the way, her favorite song is Silver Bells. So when she got that and she read that, she was like with tears in her eyes.
Yeah.
Because that is her. It's always a song.
Oh, yeah.
We used to, now you'll appreciate this, we used to shop in Hudson's Department Store in Detroit, a gigantic store.
Yeah, I know.
And you know these old-fashioned stores.
Mm-hmm.
And they always had a lot of Silver Bells, and they played this song over and over and over.
Yeah.
And so all during Christmas season, we would be there, and we would hear this song. And so when I hear the song, and of course, when you hear, you know, it's just, when Dee Martin sings it, it's a blast from the past.
Sure.
So I wanted you to know that Natalie is watching, as a matter of fact, because we're on YouTube, so she can see what you're doing.
Spider.
And so I just wanted you to know that, you know, she's so happy to give you a few gifts because, you know, we have talked about, I just mentioned the ghosts in Haunted Haven. Now, they are basically famous people who have visited right here in our beautiful area, glorious area. And so she was thinking about it, and she wanted to give another gift to you. Let me see where it is, and you will appreciate this, and it's also something that you're aware of. This is for you kids out there, people who don't remember, this is
Grace Kelly paper doll. You know, I love paper dolls.
I know. She heard about that.
Did she?
So this is from her collection of paper dolls.
I have some, too.
She has a lot of paper dolls. And, you know, young people today don't know this pleasure of paper dolls.
Oh.
And these beautiful, beautiful books.
And usually the gowns are from movies. My first one Oh, the first ones were Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret Rose paper dolls.
So that's another gift. So okay. I think
this is a hard one for her to part with.
Oh no, she'll part with it. Oh. I think we have somebody special on the phone. Do we have somebody special? Hi.
Hi, Larissa, your publicist at Kensington.
Oh, Larissa, what a lovely surprise. I'm going to cry on YouTube.
Well, this is your life, Carol J. Perry.
Oh, what a wonderful surprise. And Larissa is absolutely the most wonderful publicity person any writer could dream of. And I can't say enough. And she even sent me pictures of baby Henry.
So, Larissa, yes. Tell us. Now, of course, you are with Kensington, and I have so many Kensington authors on the program, mostly because of you, actually, because you send me all these wonderful books with these beautiful covers, and I sort of spread them out on my coffee table, and I can go, which one? What do you think about Carol J. Perry?
Carol is actually one of the first books that I worked on.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I was actually thinking about it at Kensington, she was one of my first books. It was Bells and Murder.
Oh.
It was one of the first books that I worked on.
Another Christmas one.
Yeah, so I won't forget that anytime soon. Carol is one of the best authors to work with. She's so sweet. She always asks for pictures of Henry and of my big fat cat, Watson, who happens to look like the cat on her covers of her Witch City Mysteries.
Yeah,
it's so funny. He literally looks exactly like that cat. But I love working with Carol. I'm so thrilled that we have two series with her. And congratulations on High Spirits coming out today.
Yes.
And
I do a buy it.
I don't know if you heard that yesterday she wrote The End on book 13.
A week ahead of deadline, Larissa. Are you proud of me?
I am proud of you.
So do you find Carol easy to work with?
That doesn't happen very often.
Do you find Carol easy to work with? Huh?
Oh, yeah. Carol's so easy to work with.
I like to think so, and Larissa is. I never have any complaints, and if I have a question, and even if it isn't in her department, she'll find me the person I need to talk to, or email.
I think you have a wonderful combination here of working with Larissa, who is brilliant, and then working with all of the wonderful Kensington. The people are there. They are all fantastic,
yeah.
And particularly the ones who do her covers. I love her covers.
Everyone loves my covers.
I love all of them.
Yeah, and Orion particularly likes the ones where he is very large, and we have to remind the artist from time to time that the bigger the cat on the cover, the better the book. Orion told me to say that.
That's it. Well, Larissa, I am so happy that you were able to call in today and to congratulate Carol on this wonderful day. You're doing two series, and book two in your second series comes out. It's pretty exciting.
It is. And Larissa, I can't tell you how thrilled I am that you did this. This is so wonderful. And I have tears behind my blue glasses.
Of course. We all love you, Carol.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
love
you
to everybody.
Yes. Thanks again, Larissa.
Thank you for having me on.
It was wonderful to hear your voice. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a wonderful surprise, Patsy.
Well, that was nice,
that was
huh?
Awesome.
Well, you know, she's in contact with me all the time. As a matter of fact, I can hold up right now. It's funny, I don't have any of your books to hold up, but she just sent me two new books, Kensington books, and they are wonderful. And Peggy Earhart's Irish Knit Murder and Death in Irish accent, so it looks like we're heading. These are going to be next
good
for
Irish
St. Patrick's Day, which,
yeah,
as you know,
yeah.
I started this program in 2015 on St. Patrick's Day, so those are very relevant. So I'm very
and
grateful.
And then there's Mrs. Morris and the Leprechaun should be coming pretty soon from Tracy Hall, And you're going to like that one, too. I had an advanced copy. You're going to love it. It takes place in Salem.
Well, you know, I have another blast from the past. Let's go ahead and play a little book buzz. Okay? I think we have...
This is Rita Moreau reporting for Joy on Paper with the latest on Book Buzz. Hey, have you ever asked yourself whose funeral will be next? Probably not, but Grave Errors, a Witch City Mystery by author Carol J. Perry might have you asking that question. Here's the buzz. For residents of Salem, Massachusetts, the day after Halloween brings empty candy wrappers, sagging pumpkins, and a community-wide identity crisis. That is until Lee Barrett's TV production class suggests extending the spooky season. But when the students discover not all of Salem's dead are resting in peace, the post-October blues don't seem so bad after all. As if a series of haunting graveyard visits isn't disturbing enough, Lee and her policeman boyfriend connect the crime to an unsolved missing person case. Driven by a series of chilling psychic visions, Lee calls on her cleverest allies, including her shrewd cat, Orion, to go underground and dig up the evidence needed to put a lid on a cold case forever, before the town's latest headstone has her name on it. Carol J. Perry's Grave Errors is an entertaining story that keeps readers guessing until the very twisted and eerie end. This is Rita Moreau, reporting for Joy on Paper. For more on my suggestions on the mysteries you should not miss, go to our webpage, www.radio-joyonpaper.com, and click on Book Buzz. That's radio-joyonpaper. Rita Moreau, buzzing off for now.
Rita does such a good job, doesn't she? And actually, Grave Errors was one of my personal favorites. I really like that story.
Well, it's book five in your series. It's a wonderful book. Really great. And so that's another blast from the past here.
Yes, okay. I like
because
it.
Because we don't want people to forget. There's all of your books are wonderful, and that's why we do the book buzzes.
Yep.
And Rita does such a wonderful
she
job.
She does.
This way, it keeps books in the forefront. We're advertising books years after the authors mm-hmm. have been on the program. And to tell you the truth, even years after they're gone. So we love to do this because a good book is a good book. And it doesn't matter if it's 3 or 4 years old. So that's why we do these. And Rita does a great job.
She does.
I know that tomorrow she has a big promotion on Booksy. She's going to be doing some Facebook advertising for both Wheeler Dealer, her Audible version. And so it's really exciting when, you know, she does all of this for authors. Authors really love her. And, of course, she was a guest host here on Joy on Paper. And she did such a great job.
Great job.
Well, as I say, she is
She's Radio Rita.
The Radio Rita, that's what. And we call her the One Take Rita. So I just want to, again, tell people her Ghost and Kooky Mystery Camper series is just wonderful.
Oh, they're delightful. I love the characters.
They are. They are just fantastic.
And a lot of people are very interested in characters that are over 30. And hers are just the most hip, funny women and ghosts.
And, her main character, of course, Mabel Gold, is venturing across the country, driving a camper, a vintage camper. And, you know, when she started...
She has a companion.
She didn't expect it. Unexpected companion. But that's sort of just what happens also in your books. People show up, you know, at Haven, Haunted Haven.
Yes.
Because a little background on that storyline. Who owns this wonderful
Haven,
hotel?
The Haven House Inn. Well, my protagonist, Maureen, has inherited the Haven House Inn from a woman she had never heard of before until she gets the letter from lawyers in Florida. Explains she's the sole heir to this vintage inn and left to her by Penelope Josephine. And Penelope Josephine Gray, she calls her parents and say, do we know anybody by that name? No, we don't. Well, have we ever been to Haven? We might have passed through it on the way to Disney World, but I don't remember anything special about it. So, but Maureen has just lost her job as a sportswear buyer at a big major department store in Boston. And she and her dog, Finn, oh, Finn is a lovely golden retriever, but he unfortunately has flunked his guide dog test because he's too curious and easily distracted. So they're both out of work. She can't afford the Massachusetts rent for much longer without a job. So they decide that they don't have many options, so let's go to Florida and see what this is about. So Maureen does that. And she finds within a fairly short time that her inn is haunted. And the first ghost she meets is Lorna Dubois, who is a long ago movie starlet. She never made it really to the big time, but she looked too much like a famous movie star of the time. And she appears only in black and white, as she did in the movies, and likes the fact that Maureen was involved in Ready to Wear because she loves clothes. And these same characters, everybody loves Lorna, so Lorna will be in the series forever. But we also see Babe Ruth, who drops in when the Yankees play the Rays, and she started to name some of the rooms after people who stayed there. There are some that are not quite so famous. There's a, I think it's President Polk's vice president, whoever that was, and he comes there in the winter and he summers in Washington, D.C. So we have some not so famous ghosts, too. And they're helpful in solving mysteries. And no one can say I'm wrong about anything the ghosts do, because who's to say?
Exactly. And, of course, I love Babe Ruth. As you know, I'm a big baseball fan. And right here, just down the street, is the country club where Babe Ruth used to play golf. And most people don't know that he preferred golf to baseball.
Yep.
He loved golf.
Could have been a good great golfer, too.
But it wasn't big money in those days.
No.
It's really thrilling to me as I drive down the road and I sort of look at the golf course and I say, oh.
And we can drive by his house. Yes. Dan and I drive by his house occasionally now just because it's there and we like it. And he had a great view. This has just been such a fun series to write. When my editor from Kensington called and said, could you do a paranormal mystery series? Well, if an editor says that, you say, oh, sure, yeah, I can do that. And then I looked up paranormal in the dictionary. And I asked Bria Burton, another of your friends, because she knows a little about that and that kind of fantasy. And she said, well, you know, there's vampires and scary animals and stuff. And I said, I'm not that familiar with that, but I think I can do ghosts. And I can do ghosts, and I love them. And this is a fun series to write. The characters are fun, and I'm loving them. And the Christmas story, Mrs. Maureen's first Christmas in the South, and book two takes place at Christmas time in Florida. So we have decorated palm trees and plastic flamingos with Santa hats on, and it's kind of culture shock for Maureen, who's used to a New England Christmas with snow. And she has some other guests that show up regularly in the books who live there and work there. We have a little romance going, too. I did a blog last night for Cozy of the Month, and I got a lot of comments on how they liked the romance that was progressing. Now, of course, in the Witch City Mysteries, we had Lee and Pete, and Kensington doesn't often do books past number 12. So I sort of tied things up with that romance by having them get married in book 12. And then I got contracts for 13, 14, 15. So now that they're married, we're sort of in Mr. and Mrs. North or heart to heart kind of. Uh-huh. And that's fun to write too, because now they can work together. And I know Natalie's waiting for the babies, but we mustn't rush that.
I know.
But there's a little hint in book 13 that Natalie is going to love.
Well, that's what she was waiting for. She was determined that there would be more books. And speaking of that, I think we have somebody else on the line for you. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
And who is this?
Hi, this is Effie. This is Effie Soga.
Oh, Carol, that's Essie.
Essie, my very first wonderful editor. I miss you and I love you. And I'm so glad to hear your voice. I didn't know where you went or what you're doing. Are you well? Are you happy?
I am, and I'm so happy to be able to call in. You know, you were my first acquisition when I got to Kensington.
Do you know, I did not know that I was your first or that Larissa was. I didn't know you were both virgins. and everybody was so professional. I never would have guessed it. Never, never, never. And didn't we work well together?
Oh, it was the best time.
It was such fun. Did you get a new comfortable chair?
I did.
I was worried about your back.
Well, you know, Essie, this is Patsy, and I want to tell you that the time she was working with you, she was always telling me how wonderful it was to work with you.
It's true.
It was such a joy.
We worked very, very well together, and any changes she made always were right on, you know, just what it needed, and we never had a disagreement about anything, and she was just great to work with, and I think we're sort of kindred spirits about in the cozy world.
Well, Essie, I want to thank you for, you know, calling in. I know you're in the middle of a meeting, but I think it was important on this Carol J. Perry Day here at Joy on Paper because you have been such an important part of her life.
Well, I'm so happy I could. Congratulations on High Spirits, and I cannot wait to see the rest of what you have to come.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and please keep in touch. Email me or something and tell me about your work.
I will.
You have all the numbers.
Okay. Thank you again, Essie.
All
it's
right,
wonderful, wonderful talking to you.
Oh, what a thrill. Thank you. Thank you, Patsy, for fixing this up. I love you, Essie.
Okay. Bye-bye now, Essie.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
wow. Isn't she delightful? And she was in a big meeting, and she stepped out of the hallway just to say hello to you and congratulate
you. That's so wonderful.
Well, I thought that would be a thrill for you. I think we'll go ahead and do some commercial. We'll do a commercial as soon as we can. And then I have a few other surprises. I have, as a matter of fact, I think I still have another gift for you from Natalie because she was talking about what you might talk about in some of your other books here, and this is something very interesting. It's called Magic Marbles, and it's about marbles, which people don't think about nowadays.
You know, I wrote an article about marbles,
and that's what I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
Why, both in High Spirits, you talk about silver bells, and you know a lot about silver bells and about antiques because you have a background in antiques.
I had for years considered myself a nonfiction writer. I still think that way. And I did a lot of articles on antiques and collectibles, did a lot of travel, did Florida stuff like dolphins and palm trees and mangroves and that sort of thing. I've written hundreds of articles for magazines and newspapers, and the fiction is fairly new.
Well, you know, one of the things is Rick Bava did a wonderful feature article about you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talked to him about what you had done in the past and how it was relevant to the baby boomer generation because, of course, Rick Bava has a baby boomer corner in the Today's Senior magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So he featured you in the magazine, which I thought was lovely. And there you had an opportunity to talk about some of your interests in antiques.
Yep.
And your work in that field.
Yep. My friend Sharon and I had a show called Baby Boom Bazaar. and it was a collectible show, very successful one, actually. But then Sharon had to move because her husband's an engineer and the headhunters got to him. So she had to move away, and it was too hard to do it alone, and we sold the show. But we did them at the Coliseum in St. Petersburg, and we did them at the Lakeland Civic Center. They were big, successful shows because baby boomers are great collectors. I emailed Rick this morning. You know, the covers of his magazines has the puppies?
Uh-huh.
And I suggested that he do, maybe in January, a contest, which was the cutest of the 12 puppies.
Ah, that's a good idea.
So I sent it to him. I haven't heard back because I had to be
here. Yeah, you had to be here. But that's fantastic because there you got, in that article, I found it so fascinating. You got to talk about some of the, you know, people like Buffalo Bill and...
Buffalo Bob was there.
Oh, Buffalo Bob.
John Wells came twice, Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island. And who else did we have? Lou Ferrigno came to one of them.
So you had lots of experience.
You know the cute guy from Flipper?
Oh, yeah.
He came and signed. And the little girl from Father Knows Best...
So that's, you know, that's all so interesting, and I think Rick did a wonderful job, and that magazine is just a great magazine for seniors. And they have all sorts of advice and suggestions and interesting
and
articles.
And very into baby, because I cheated a couple of years.
You're okay.
All my children are.
Well, you're still a teenager at heart, I think.
I am.
So that's important.
I don't feel any different.
Well... again, and you know, it's been an exciting time. Jim Lamb did a wonderful press release for you.
Yes.
That went out to over 100 around the country, including in Canada. So you've been getting a lot of coverage here from the press because you are so popular. And I must mention that book one in the Haunted Haven series got a starred review.
Yep.
Oh, that was fantastic in Publishers Weekly, which is the Bible for people in the business. Now, I think we'll do a commercial, and then I'm going to come back with another gift for you. Okay?
This is so great. I have to get a handkerchief, though. I'm crying, and my nose is running.
Okay, so we'll do our very special and...
Your home energy bill? Well, get ready to harness the sun. Go EHS, Effective Solar Solutions, by Efficient Home Services. With no upfront costs, you can save money on your utility bill and even eliminate your electric bill altogether with EHS Solar. Call EHS, the number one solar installer nationwide. We know how to customize your home. EHS handles every project in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, no upfront costs. Tax breaks, and the best company in the business, Efficient Home Services. Schedule an appointment today at 727-353-3757. Visit our website and download your free buyer's guide to going solar at www.goehs.com. Go solar, go savings, go EHS. Call 727-353-3757 today to talk to our experts.
Hey, well, thank you, Big Ed, for playing that one because, you know, it is a glorious sunny day out there, and I was thinking about how people up north are going to be freezing soon, and we're so lucky. It's so wonderful down here.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is. It's... I should have been born here. I love it so
well,
much.
Well, no, but we love the fact that we didn't mention that you were born on Halloween Eve,
yep.
Which is why we have this Witch City Mystery Series, and, of course... It's a really thrilling thing that you've been part of Salem and that you encourage people to visit Salem.
I do.
You are a goodwill ambassador for Salem.
I spoke to Mayor Kim Driscoll 2 times ago when I was in Salem. She's read some of the books. And she said, well, you may live in Florida now, but Salem is your forever home. And that was so sweet. And I like to think of that.
Yes.
Maybe it is.
It is.
Yeah.
And, of course, I like when your fans go to the different places in Salem and take photos.
I'm thrilled with that. People that they email me, I have a lot of fans that stay in touch, and They deliberately go to Salem and go to the places that Lee has gone and walk on Winter Street, which is a beautiful street where Debbie and Lee both live, and try to guess which house it is. A lot of them have been right, actually, about which house it is, so I might have described it very well, and I hope the people who have been out don't mind people taking pictures of their house. But I don't have family anymore in Salem, but Dan and I go up because we go to visit in New Hampshire and Massachusetts family from both sides. And we always take at least a drive through in Salem and maybe hop out and take a couple of drive-by photos.
Well, I'm glad that you're from Salem and thinking about, now we're getting just a little bit of cool weather. My sister made you a special gift, so you can open that. All right, I'm going to take a... Oh, it's going to be on camera.
Oh, this is
now,
a made
you
gift.
You need something.
From Natalie.
From Natalie. Open it up because I think... Actually, hold it up so you... Hold it up. Oh. Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up.
Look at this.
This is a beautiful scarf for you.
Oh,
that she,
Natalie.
She does these crocheting things. And that,
oh, it's sparkly.
It's sparkly, and it is so
and it
beautiful.
Goes with the outfit.
And isn't it fun how
it is.
It goes really small, and then it bounces open.
Oh, Natalie, you are a hoot. I love you. Look at that.
Isn't that adorable?
That's amazing. How do that?
I don't know how she gets it to curl like that, but she is.
Either.
She's a genius at that. She taught herself. This is something, we're talking about people, baby boomers, people when they retire, they're looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this, she had never crocheted in her life. Didn't know anything about it. My mother, of course, was great, tatty and crocheting, but most people don't. And then she retired and she thought, well, I want to do something, useful. Mm-hmm. And she has done hundreds of scarves that we have given to charities, also kippahs for Jewish people.
Sure.
Scarves, blankets, but I'm talking hundreds and hundreds. And
that's
we have given
beautiful.
Them to charity, sometimes where they, sell them and get cash at their different fairs and
sure,
events.
Sure, sure.
And so she learned how to do that in something like this, has raised a lot of money for charity.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Look at the sparkle in the color. I learned to crochet when I was very young. My Aunt Dee Dee taught me. But Dee Dee was left-handed, so she taught me in a mirror.
Ah.
And I used to crochet, back when we used to crochet Christmas gifts. And I liked embroidery and that sort of thing. I have carpal tunnel now, so I don't do that anymore. But I always enjoyed it. And I do appreciate the work that goes into something like this.
Well, I think it's lovely. And I want to thank Natalie for doing that because, she loves you. And
I know.
And when, she has bookshelves with books, but... Your books, she always puts the covers so that she sees the cover. She doesn't shove them in the shelf.
I love that. Like Barnes & Noble does it once in a while, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. She has them so she can see.
Yeah.
So, because you are very special to both of us, and we think about you all the time.
We go back a ways
now,
we do. Whole 8 years.
When you think about it, it's really...
It's it was Essie's... I just learned all these things. It was Essie's first editing. It was Larissa's first publicity. It was my first cozy, my first mystery of any kind. And and I was your first guest.
Yeah.
And you were my first radio interview.
So a lot of firsts there.
And that can't all be coincidence because it all fits together so well.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And the connections that we've made over the years. And I think particularly with Rita Moreau.
Yeah,
we're thinking about that, about how we are so really happy and blessed that we got her involved. Because of you, she got involved in Joy on Paper and then became, a guest host. And she's going to be a guest host again.
That's
We're
great.
Just waiting for a date.
That's great. She, and her books are so funny and so cleverly put together. And you will fall in love with the characters. And reviews mean so much to an author, even if it's just, I like the book. It doesn't have to be a long, rambling essay. It just has to be, yes, I liked it, or this is a great book, or I recommend it. And Rita would appreciate that. So do I, for that matter. Everybody does.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It is fantastic. Well, you know, I have, I think, one more surprise for you. I have one more. This is a Carol J. Perry Day. And we have a little bit of surprise here. Come on in. My goodness. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. Come on in. We're going to, you have,
look
we have,
this.
We have time for you
my
guys.
My husband, my granddaughter, my great granddaughter. Oh, this is so wonderful.
And everybody, you are on camera. We have Hi. You on YouTube, and I'm also taking.
Oh, this is beautiful Amanda, my granddaughter, and my lovely Jenna.
And we're bringing you flowers.
And flowers. Oh, how wonderful. I'm so surprised and thrilled. This whole day has been amazing. When you say Carol J. Perry Day, you're not kidding.
Ah, that's right. It's like, this is your life. Oh. And I was so excited to have you guys here.
And you know, I hadn't alerted everybody, you know, other than the publicity online. And I've been sitting here thinking, oh, my God, I wish I had told Dan to keep the radio on.
I did.
You did. And I'm going to move my mic here. So you come closer. Just what do you want to say about this marvelous woman? Huh?
I don't really know any words that describe Nana that exist. So if I had to choose one for Carol J. Perry Day, I would just choose sparkly because she's magical and wonderful, and I've never met anyone more special than her.
Oh, I should have brought two handkerchiefs.
Dan, I think you can appreciate that she does sometimes just lock herself away.
She does.
So what does that do when she has a deadline? She's serious about it, isn't she?
Oh, very much so. I have to tell her sometimes to you know rest a little bit.
I get boat napped once in a while, and he says, "Come on, let's get out of here, go for a ride."
She walks out of her office and says, "The end."
Well, it is so exciting, as you know, when I started this program, I had no idea it was going to last so long, and I am so thrilled here that. Carol, of course, was the first guest here in the studio, and I remember that day. I remember when she walked in, and it was just so exciting for me, and I think exciting for her.
Oh, it was, and it is. But this is beyond anything. Patsy, I can't thank you enough for creating this wonderful, special day.
Well, you are very special, and you've been very special to Joy on Paper all of these years. You've done so much for us. And promoting the program and promoting the other authors who have been on Joy on Paper, because that's also important that you have been someone in our area with the Bay Area Professional Writers Association and all of the other groups that you promote, because you also go on to groups
like it's important that we support each other. And I love the organizations. I know that's where I first met you, was Bay Area Professional Writers Guild.
That's right.
And I kind of slipped you a little publicity sheet.
That's right. The first
I did. I just
cover.
Sneaked it across the
that's
table.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was so exciting.
That was for Caught Dead-Handed, the
that's
first
right.
book.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it is just a thrill that, you know, I was able to do this for you today. I think you've done a lot for our community, our writing community here. And it's just been wonderful.
Don't take pictures. I've got tears.
Okay. That's we're just happy that you're
Did you
here.
Hear Essie called and Larissa called?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Wasn't that nice?
Yes, wonderful.
Because I know over the years they've told me how much they loved working with her. And, you know, it's just so much fun. When
and my new editor, I should have, Elizabeth Trout, is also a lovely editor. We've
just started.
We did she's edited the novella, and I will be sending her probably later today, book 13.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Dan, for you, you've got a little break here. She's got, you know, she met her deadline a week early. So now, I guess for this week, she can just sit back and relax. That's right.
No, I'm doing a breakfast with the ladies' club, and I'm doing Writers Who Kill, and I'm doing Rita Moreau's favorite library event. I'm doing a read and feed
Thursday night.
And yes, it's a busy week. But then November comes, and there's hardly anything written down for that. So then I can rest for a week, and then I can start book three of Haunted Haven.
Well, you are an inspiration to everybody, that it's never too late to start writing. It's you can never stop once you start.
Apparently. I hope not.
You have so much fun with it. And I know that it's also for your family. It's giving you guys a lot of interesting things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to do something special for her birthday. That's around the corner.
Well, yes, because she was born on Halloween Eve, so that's why we have things here for her, and we've been really thrilled.
Look at
every
Halloween. I have many spiders.
Yes.
Even some more in here.
There's a whole pumpkin full of spiders. So we're just very, very honored that you've been, you know, just so great to Joy on Paper and to all the authors.
Oh, and I've met so many nice authors just through this microphone. When I come, and when you do a half an hour, not a whole hour for moi, but when we do a half hour, and I met Lisa Jackson, and I met, who's the lovely lady that's 97?
99.
Is she?
Eugenia
Lovett
West.
Eugenia Lovett. I love talking to her.
Yes. So she just wrote a book, because she's 99 years old, about cybercrime. So, I mean, you know, you're going to pick
amazing.
A subject when you're 99 to do research on.
Yeah.
Cybercrime is pretty good. So tell me, I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Jenna.
Oh, you're so busy.
When Amanda was working, I used to get to babysit this lovely child very often, and I think she's half mine.
Yeah, they're best friends.
Yes, she gave me a Nana T-shirt that kind of explains how we feel about one another. That Nana is a friend,
well,
best friend.
That's wonderful, and I know that you're very proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful to be able to go around and say, wow, my Nana's a famous author, right?
Yeah, oh, sure. I'm still trying to get her to read the books I wrote for middle grade readers. I think she palms them off on her younger sister.
And those, of course, were published a long time ago.
A long time ago, with school book fairs. And Will-O-Wisp Press, and that was my first attempt at fiction.
Still have problems getting back the rights.
Yeah,
but
I got
learned,
them. Dan brought them back for me.
Well, everybody, I want to thank you so much for being, you know, so great, and I'm so very, you know, I'm going to start crying because it's been really a wonderful, wonderful time for me. And for everybody who listens to you. And I want to tell people, really, the new book, High Spirits, I love it. I love Lorna. Now, we have to talk a minute about Lorna, because I like you. She has a line in there. I think it's, I love money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love her. I mean, this, when you have a ghost who's so much fun, Lorna is fun. And the entire book is High Spirits, is wonderful. Today is the release date, everybody, and you can get it online and Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Of course, mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble is wonderful to Rita. They have had her on the end cap many times.
Yep.
And so it's been a real thrill for you to be able to walk in, and thankfully Barnes & Noble is open again.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we don't,
they've been very good to me, very good. And I love Barnes & Noble, and I love Amazon. They've all been good.
But it's particularly fun when you have somebody like Barnes & Noble where you can walk in and see your books.
Yeah.
They're on the end cap.
Yeah.
And I know they love your books, and you've been honored many times with the end cap.
I think they sell a lot of them, or I wouldn't be treated so nicely.
that's the idea.
Yeah.
But it's the quality of the writing.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
That's what comes.
And once on Joy on Paper, you interviewed Mary Higgins Clark, and she said, if you love your characters, it makes the writing that much easier. And I wrote it down, and I dated it from when I heard her say that on Joy on Paper. And it's true, and I love my characters, and I'm particularly in love with Lorna.
Well, yes, yeah. And you have a great background with working with stores, and so that's why your books are so authentic when it comes to talking about antiques and about...
Yep. And I worked as an advertising manager for an old New England department store, so that's where that background comes from.
And I want to tell people, one of the reasons I love the Haunted Haven stories is that I think everybody dreams about inheriting an old hotel and fixing it up. And I love the fixing it up part. The idea is to update the hotel and of course Maureen has to do it on a shoestring.
Oh, absolutely.
So it makes it so much fun to find out what next clever ideas she has. Oh, I guess it's you have. If you had an old hotel.
Sometimes I think I'm taking dictation from the characters.
Well, that happens. Yeah, yeah. That happens. Well, Carol J. Perry, you are just wonderful. Just wonderful.
This has been just amazing.
And I want to tell you that today is I'm going to tell everybody, today is the release date for the new Jack Reacher book.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And normally I would, would I have them on? Because, you know, that's a big deal, you know, in the world.
Yeah.
Because Lee Child and Andrew Child are global best-selling authors. Yeah. But who do I have on the program today?
You didn't.
Yes, I have Carol J. Perry on the program. And Lee and Andrew will be on Thursday.
Oh, that's great. I read about the new book, and I was so glad to see both names on the cover.
No Plan B is the new book, and I'm excited that I will be talking to them on Thursday and not on their release date, because I wanted to speak to you
that's so
on
special.
Your release date because it is very special.
Oh, it is. It is. It's been... Oh, remember, who was it that used to do This Is Your Life? And this was that.
It's just
wonderful.
This is your career in the mystery world, and you've done a great job. Oh, take her off on the boat. Let her sit back. Dan, take her on the boat, and she can just dream about new ways to kill people. she always comes up with clever ways to kill people.
I try,
people.
Yeah. And you have to keep it sort of clean because it's a cozy.
Yeah, not too bloody, but just enough excitement to get everybody going. So, again, Carol J. Perry Day, October 25th.
Yep.
For book 2 in the Haunted Haven mystery series. And we will have you here for book 13 when it comes out.
And in the spring, I think.
That's right. So for the Witch City mysteries. And meanwhile, there's all sorts of things happening in your life. And it's really exciting. And I, again, want to thank you. And I think I have more gifts for you. I have more gifts. I'll have to give them to you after the end of the program. Because... Big Ed in the control room. And don't you love Big Ed?
Thank you, Big Ed. I love you, too.
Okay. Whoa, he saluted us both because he salutes us.
And he does.
because I should have been a general. I'd have been a great general. And everybody, thank you so much for joining us today, because it's been a joy to see Carol here behind the microphone. And a special thanks to my sister, Natalie, for the wonderful, wonderful gift she's given. Well, she's giving more. We have
love
more
you,
gifts.
Natalie.
And everybody. Thank you so much. Say something nice to somebody today. And I always say something nice to Big Ed, and so do you. And I know Carol J. Perry also loves him. And she's going to come in and do some more book buzzes. And we'll have him for all of your books. So, everybody, bye-bye now.